In 1972, architect Louis Sullivan's famed Chicago Stock Exchange building was demolished to make room for a 44-story office tower. The public was outraged. The move made national headlines and led to the creation of Chicago's modern preservation movement. But in an ironic twist, the Commission on Chicago Landmarks is now considering landmark status for the nondescript office building that replaced Sullivan's masterpiece. That's 30 North LaSalle Street. Here to tell us why is Sun-Times architecture columnist Lee Bay. Hi, Lee.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about 30 North LaSalle. What features does the building have that make it a candidate for landmark status?
Well, according to the landmark staff for the city, they consider the building worthy of landmark status for two reasons. One, because of its look, and the new formalist design of it. This is just kind of this midway point beyond modernism, where you start to slowly see buildings that were less rigidly glass box buildings, and architects did different things with them. But the other reason, and the Landmarks division actually owns up to it, is the building's complicated history. The fact that it was the building that replaced the Louis Sullivan masterpiece is part of the history of the site, and therefore makes it worthy of landmark status.
So what is the story of the masterpiece behind Louis Sullivan's original building?
Well, you know, the Chicago Stock Exchange, beautiful building by Louis Sullivan and his partner Dagmar Adler, best known probably for its arched entrance, which you can see, which was dismantled and placed in front of the Art Institute on Columbus and Monroe. Ornament in the Louis Sullivan style, restrained but organic and beautiful. These exterior had these ranks of bay windows, just beautiful proportion, beautiful design. And the stock room, which you also can see inside the Art Institute, stencils, stained glass, just a sublimely beautiful building.
And landmark status, that's a good thing. How does it benefit buildings?
Well, it benefits buildings. Well, this is the thing that makes the thing a little bit more complicated. The cynic in me, and you can kind of see this in the column, says the real reason why it was landmarked is because landmark status brings tax breaks that allow a developer who's redeveloping the building, which is being redeveloped as part of the revised LaSalle Street corridor plan, it gives them tax breaks that makes it easier to make the numbers work. So they're getting something like, I think, $47 million out of this in tax breaks, in addition to millions in TIF funds that they'll get, tax increment finance funds that they'll get. So the question then becomes, would this building be a landmark if it weren't needed to be restored as part of the city's LaSalle Street restoration project? And I say the answer is no. If this building were on Wells or someplace else, we wouldn't even be thinking about landmarking this building. But because it needs to be redeveloped and the numbers need to work in some way up the developer, landmark status is being used possibly in a cynical way to make it happen.
It always comes back to the money. And quickly, when do you expect that this will get that landmark status, Lee?
Well, it comes before the commission on the 4th of this month, so tomorrow, I think. And then that's preliminary landmark status. And then sometime probably between now and the spring, it'll be before zoning committee and then city council for likely full permanent landmark status.
Sun-Times architecture columnist Lee Bay, thank you so much.
Thank you.